Hey everybody, it's another Mike Circular File audio magazine.
Shut up.
It's not a freaking podcast, it's an audio magazine, Mike Circular File.
Hello again everybody, and welcome to Mike Circular File audio magazine number 2. I'm your host, Mike Pontillo, and once again, I'm delighted to have you with me. Before we get started, I want to acknowledge those of you who took the time to give me your feedback and comments after Audio Magazine number 1. You had some excellent points, and I listened and took them all to heart, but I decided to do another one anyway. However, we're going to do things a little differently this time. The biggest change is that we're going to have less of me yakking and more music, and you're going to love the music we have for you, provided you're at least 70 years of age. You see, the theme of Audio Magazine number 2 is Songs for My Grandmother. Anna Mary Zuccarello was born on October 10th, 1904. That's 102 years ago. My grandmother lived in the flat upstairs from us while I was growing up, and she was our built-in babysitter and comedy relief. My grandmother taught me many things, like how to cook a spaghetti and meatball dinner. She also taught me that when you're walking across the street to go to the grocery store, it's okay to just barge out into traffic because cars are legally required to stop for you, and that black people are lazy, dangerous, and put mustard on their bananas. Grandma Mary was also one of the funniest people I ever met, even more so when she'd had a glass or two of port wine. If she was in the right mood, she'd sing along to one of her favorite records, like the one you're hearing now. This is Hail, Hail, the Gang's All Here by ragtime pianist Frank 88 Malone. This is a copy of the exact record my grandmother had, and it's proof that you can literally find anything on eBay. So, my wild and crazy idea was to do an audio magazine featuring my grandmother's favorite records. If you've been around a few years, you may recognize some of these old songs. We'll start off with one of her all-time favorites. Sue Thompson might not be a household name these days, but in 1961, she had a number 3 hit with this song, Norman. I sure hope Norman really appreciates her and isn't just stringing her along, don't you? Because I think if he dumps her, he's going to find a rabbit in his pot, know what I mean? Now let's segue from a song about Norman to a song by Norman, Norman Petty, who wrote and produced this song for a group called the Lean Teens out of Plainview, Texas. Interesting story. The Lean Teens had come out to record at Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico in the fall of 1960, but their singer caught a cold on the trip and lost his voice. Rather than waste the trip, Petty offered them an instrumental he'd written, and the Lean Teens had their first international smash hit. The reason you've never heard of the Lean Teens is that Petty changed the group's name to the String-Alongs, thinking that would go over better with the record companies. The band hated it, but didn't have much choice in the matter. This single, just like the previous song, was released in 1961 and also hit number 3 in the U.S. It's called Wheels. The 1965 film Dr. Zhivago had one of the greatest musical scores ever written. It also spawned a popular song, as lyrics were added to Lara's theme from the film to create the song Somewhere My Love. Now, this is not the actual version of the song that my grandmother had, but it's noteworthy for the fact that it's the absolute worst version I've ever heard, an ill-advised attempt to make it groovy. Here now from 1967, it's the Kissin' Cousins with Somewhere My Love.
Covers the whole
Kissin' Cousins. If you ever needed a warning about the dangers of inbreeding, you have it right there. Now, right around the time that movie came out, when I was a year old, my parents bought a house on the southwest side of Chicago, very close to Midway Airport. Grandma Mary came to live with us on the upper floor of the house, along with her dog, Tippy. Tippy was a mixed breed, a cross between a German Shepherd and a Polish sausage. She was a gentle dog who just seemed grateful for the privilege of being kept alive. Tippy and Grandma had a ritual. Each night, Tippy would come up from the basement to sleep on the landing outside the door to Grandma's flat. Even in her declining years, Tippy still made the painful nightly journey up three flights of stairs to sleep as close to her master as she could. The only problem was that Tippy wasn't allowed to sleep on the landing since Grandma was afraid she'd pee there. And so each morning, Grandma would open her door and kick Tippy down the stairs. If we opened our door at just the right moment, we could catch a glimpse of Tippy in flight, front paws extended out in front of her, looking for all the world like a bewildered, furry Superman. Since we're on the subject of animals, let's jump from flying dogs to chipmunks. I'm sure we're all familiar with the novelty record, The Chipmunk Song, recorded by Ross Bagdasarian under his stage name, David Seville. My grandmother had the original 45 in her collection, and even if it wasn't her favorite record, it soon became the one my sister and I played most often on her record player. Here it is, the number one song from December 1958, The Chipmunk Song.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin!
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry back. One's a plane that moves the loo. Me, I want a hula hoo. We can hardly stand the way. Please, Christmas, don't delay.
Get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay. Want a plane that loops the loo. I still want a hula hoo. We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Very good, boys.
Let's sing it again. Yeah, let's sing
no,
it again.
No, that's enough. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it? We want to sing it
now,
again.
Now, wait a minute, boys.
Yeah, Freddy, why can't we sing it
Alvin,
again?
Alvin, cut that knob. Wait.
Theodore, just a minute. Simon.
When I was growing up, my favorite Christmas memory was the Alvin and the Chipmunks album because we had it on LP. And you know what I'm talking about? The young time is here. Remember that song? The little chipmunks are singing, and then there's that guy, Dave, going, all right now, chipmunks, let's all... Blah, blah, blah. My brother and I had that on an LP, so what we would do is we would play that as slow, on the slowest speed possible on the record player. So then it sounded like four normal monotone guys just singing this boring Christmas song, and then this demon from like the ninth level of traitors and murderers just screaming at them. And then it was so different. It was like, Christmas, Christmas, time is here. Time for toys and time for cheer. Simon. Okay.
The end of
Okay.
That is comedian Patton Oswalt discussing what was a rite of passage for my generation that today's kids can't do with their fancy CD players. Playing records at the wrong speed was always fun, especially when you had four speeds to choose from. Even though turntables are still sold today, they only have two speeds, 33 and 45. But in the old days, we also had 16 and 78. As a kid, I figured that the only purpose of those speeds was to fool around and play your records too slow or too fast. Grandma Mary's record player had those speeds. It was a Zenith portable from the 50s. Portable in the sense that it folded up into the size of a suitcase, and you could carry it a few feet if you were really, really strong. It had been my mother's when she was a teenager. The tone arm was the size of a salami and weighed almost as much. Fortunately, it did not have a diamond stylus. Otherwise, it would have been a lathe, turning your records into vinyl slinkies. My parents made it clear that we were not to play their records on Grandma's player. After ruining a few of my own records on the machine, I understood why. Well, kiddies, that's your history lesson for today. This is your charming and delightful old Uncle Mike. We'll be right back after this commercial message. Have you tried everything you can to lose weight without success? Why not try a new approach? Dr. Goddamn Gupta is a board-certified physician and weight loss specialist. Dr. Gupta is an expert on all the latest and most effective weight loss solutions.
Stop eating, you fat pig! Look at you, tons of fun! I'm going to lose my lunch!
Hey, Doc, I was hoping you could just give me some pills or something.
Pills? You do not need pills! You need to stop putting things in your mouth!
Hundreds of patients have praised Dr. Gupta for his common sense, no gimmicks approach to nutrition and weight loss.
Come on, fatty fatty 2x4, you need exercise! Let's go! Jumping jacks, right now!
Aww.
Right now! Do not be giving me lip! 1, 2, 3.
Oh my goodness.
If you've run out of options, Dr. Goddamn Gupta can help. Don't spend another day trapped in your giant fat body.
Perhaps we should switch to push-ups.
Can't. When I lay down, my hands don't reach the floor.
You're pathetic.
Call Dr. Gupta today at 800-555-5273. That's 800-555-LARD.
Mike Montillo!
Hey, that's me!
Yeah. Mike's Circular File.
Here's a rhetorical question for you. Can you imagine a more American-sounding name than Daniel Boone? Well, it might surprise you to know that the artist who hit the pop charts in the early 70s under that name was actually a British dude named Peter Lee Sterling. In the 60s, Sterling had moderate success in England as a singer-songwriter. At the turn of the decade, Sterling decided to sell out and go pop, adopting the unlikely and ironic stage name. In 1971, Boone wrote and recorded Daddy Don't You Walk So Fast, which did well in the UK, but was squashed in the US by Wayne Newton's cover version. Nevertheless, in 1972, he hit number 15 on the US charts with this pop nugget, Beautiful Sunday.
With the lark, I think I'll take a walk in the park. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. I've got someone waiting for me. When I see her, I know that she'll say, hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. Sunday, go on and on. Hey, hey.
Now, that is the pop equivalent of junk food. No nutritional value whatsoever. Insipid lyrics, a gimmicky drum beat, and a totally gratuitous key change at the end. Regardless, Billboard ranks at number 78 on the top 100 hits of 1972, and it was on my grandmother's hot rotation for some time. I started playing the organ in 1973, and every once in a while my grandmother would offer me a couple of bucks to play a song for her. You're probably thinking, he wouldn't take money from his grandmother to play her a song, would he? To which I reply, of course I did, go to hell. Here's one of the songs I used to play for her, performed by the Ray Charles Singers. No, no, the other Ray Charles, the white dude who sang with Perry Como. This is Al Di La. What old lady doesn't like polkas? Back before the days of political correctness, this was one of the best polkas out there, and certainly my grandmother's favorite. Take it away, Frankie Yankovic.
Here's a silly ditty, you can't sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can't sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sang the tune.
Yoi! Yayo nechukiyo semi ona te bella. Ona de bella, yoi, ona de bella. Ya you nechu ki you zemi, ona de bella. De bella, de bella, ona de bella.
I get dizzy, I get numbo when I'm dancing with my jum, jum, jumbo.
I'm the one you can have, she's too fat for me. Too, too fat for me. Doggone fat for me. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. Rose is too fat, too, too fat. She's too fat for me.
Can she prance up a hill? No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? No, 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 no. Does she fit in my coupe? By herself, she's a group. Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no, no. She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more some. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me.
De bella.
Troppo grass.
She's too fat for me. Hey!
Our next song is, I believe, the last record my grandmother ever owned. By 1978, Grandma was beginning to slow down a bit, but was still as stubborn as ever. With the prospect of advanced age and the nursing home looming, she heard this Billy Joel tune, and it instantly became her anthem of independence. This, of course, is My Life. As it turns out, Grandma had quite a few years left in her. She passed in 1994 at the age of 90, and not a day goes by when I don't think of her. I think it's only fitting to wrap up this little tribute with one of my more treasured mementos of her. It was a number one hit on the U.S. charts for 5 weeks in 1958. and was undoubtedly my grandmother's favorite record. From her original 45, scratches and all, here is Domenico Marugno and Nel Blu Dipinto di Blu, better known as Volare.
Penso che un sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, e volavo, volavo felice, più in alto del sole ed ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù, una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, 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 nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, ma tutti i sogni nell'alba svaniscono perché quando tramonta la luna li porta con sé. Ma io continuo a sognare negli occhi tuoi belli, che sono blu come un cielo trapunto di stelle. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù. E continuo a volare felice, più in alto del sole ed ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano scompare negli occhi tuoi blu. La tua voce è una musica dolce che suona per me. Volare, oh, 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 nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù. Nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù.
Well, that wraps it up for our audio magazine number 2. Remember, you can find us on the web at www.mikescircularfile.com. Stop by and visit and tell us if you enjoyed the show. This is Mike Pontillo. Thanks for listening.
Mike's Circular